At 9:04, we have 67 degrees and sunshine. Good morning. I'm John Weber, WHYY News. New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill says thousands of people who were improperly registered to vote 3 years ago because of a Motor Vehicle Commission computer glitch are no longer on the voter rolls. WHYY's David Mathau reports.
Sherrill says after the statewide voter registration system was briefly taken offline last month to allow the Division of Elections to review the situation, about 5,100 people were deleted from the voter rolls and another 1,450 individuals had their voting status frozen pending additional review. Meanwhile, the total number of people who actually voted in an election because of the computer error is now believed to be about 340. The governor says her commitment to the people of New Jersey is to confront the issue with the urgency it deserves to ensure strong and fair elections, and, quote, that stands in contrast to the Trump administration and Republicans whose only interest has been to use this issue for political gain. From the New Jersey desk, David Mathau, WHYY News.
Authorities are looking for 22-year-old Zamir Hughes, the masked man accused of terrorizing people near Philadelphia City Hall in the early morning hours over the past week. According to police, up to a dozen incidents were reported around 10th and Chestnut Streets. District Attorney Larry Krasner announced charges against Hughes and encouraged other victims to come forward.
Zamir Hughes was trying to scare people, make them run. Who's scared now? Who's running now?
Authorities believe Hughes has fled Philadelphia, saying he has a tendency to travel back and forth to the West Coast. Sports, the Phillies host the Cardinals tonight at the bank. Jesus Luzardo gets the start for the Phils. Partly cloudy and warm today, highs in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the high 60s. Tomorrow, morning showers followed by afternoon clouds, highs in the mid-70s. We have 67 degrees and sunshine, 9:06. It's 90.9 WHYY, your NPR member station.